Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Stephen Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Tuesday morning, 24 degrees. House Democrats are announcing two articles of impeachment against President Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
Democrats moving swiftly with narrow articles of impeachment. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told the Wall Street Journal CEO Council annual meeting last night, it's a sad time for the country.
And I'd hoped over a long period of time that it was something that could be exculpatory for the president.
Republican Senator Mike Braun of Indiana told Fox and Friends First he supports a trial in the upper chamber.
The president needs to do whatever he wants to do to now make his case.
Markup sessions are expected in the House Judiciary Committee tomorrow or Thursday. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Textron Aviation has announced layoffs in Wichita, though it hasn't said just yet how many. Textron has received a lot of city bond money designed to promote growth and hiring. Will this round of layoffs have an impact on that financing? Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
They still have to hire for that particular division that they're ramping up. And what Textron's actually doing is they're laying off engineers and hiring workers.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Stephen Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
A man was injured in a crash involving a semi and a box truck near Mount Hope yesterday afternoon. It happened at West 101st Street North and K96. A highway patrol saying that the semi was crossing K96 and blocking lanes when it was hit by the box truck. The driver of the box truck, 31-year-old Tyler Mason, was hospitalized in critical condition. The semi driver was not injured.
A Wichita man has been sentenced following the beating death of his six-month-old son.
According to a press release from District Attorney Mark Bennett's office, District Judge Bruce Brown sentenced 29-year-old Doral Gwynn to 467 months in prison. He pled guilty to second-degree murder last July. In April of 2018, Jazz Gwynn's mother took him to an emergency room because he had stopped breathing. He died shortly after arrival. An autopsy revealed multiple injuries, including a laceration to his heart, two healing rib fractures, blood in his chest and abdominal cavities, bruises, and head injuries. Gwynn told detectives he thought it was okay to shadow box at the boy to make him tough. After his prison term, Gwynn must serve 36 months of post-release and register as a violent offender. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
Mixed reactions on Capitol Hill to a long-awaited report from the Justice Department's internal watchdog about the investigation into ties between the Trump campaign and Russia.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Inspector General's report proves once and for all
the predicate for the FBI's investigation was valid and without political bias.
But House Republican John Ratcliffe says Democrats shouldn't rush to declare victory because the legal threshold to start an investigation is a low one.
Even if there was a basis to open it, everything that came after it was exculpatory. There was no reason to continue it.
Michael Horowitz identifying serious performance failures up the FBI chain of command and numerous inaccuracies or omissions on applications to conduct surveillance on a former Trump campaign aide. The inspector general is expected to testify in a Senate hearing tomorrow. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Border Patrol agents found 11 Chinese migrants hidden inside furniture at the San Ysidro Port of Entry in San Diego, California.
The truck was driven by a 42-year-old U.S. citizen, was crossing over from Mexico. Officers had to free some of the Chinese nationals from a washing machine, a chest, and a dresser. That driver was arrested. The Chinese nationals were put on an immigration hold.
Fox 5 San Diego's Phil Blauer says the furniture was in a U-Haul moving truck.
The girlfriend of a Kansas City Chiefs star is revealing that rival fans were stepping over the line during Sunday's game.
Brittany Matthews took to Twitter to reveal that New England Patriots fans had been harassing her during Sunday's game at Gillette Stadium. Matthews, the girlfriend of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, was sitting with the QB's younger brother when she claims a drunk fan brought attention to who they were and encouraged people to antagonize them. Matthews claims that she was also yelled at multiple times by fans for standing and cheering on the MVP quarterback, ultimately leading to security moving her and Mahomes' brother to another part of the stadium. Brittany and Patrick would get the last laugh. The Chiefs came away with the 23-16 win over the Patriots. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is a chilly start to the day with a mostly sunny sky expected throughout the afternoon. It's not going to be as windy as it was yesterday with a high 43. Mostly clear tonight, Tarlo 26. Sunny and breezy on Wednesday with a high in the low 50s. And it looks like we stay dry throughout the rest of the week with our next chance of rain or snow on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 24 degrees. Southwest wind at 8 miles per hour. 8:35 now, Steve at 10 in the morning. Here on KNSS Entertainment News, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Now we take a look at an actor who has passed away, career spanning decades.
René Auberjonois, a prolific actor known for his roles on the TV shows Benson and Star Trek Deep Space Nine, has died. 80s fans know him as Clayton Endicott III, the highbrow chief of staff on Benson. He was also in the 1970 film MASH, playing Father Mulcahy.
I wonder how a degenerated person like that could have reached a position of responsibility in the Army Medical Corps.
He was drafted.
Star Trek fans know him as Odo from Deep Space Nine, and he was also a regular on Boston Legal. Auberjonois, who won a Tony Award for his Broadway work in the 1960s, died Sunday at his home in Los Angeles of metastatic lung cancer. He was 79. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Oh, man, that was a good line from MASH.
He was drafted.
That was good.
That's great.
Oh, boy. Jason Aldean performing his first full show in Vegas since that mass shooting 2 years ago.
Jason Aldean taking the stage at Park MGM's Park Theater over the weekend as part of his three-day Ride All Night tour in Las Vegas. The show marks his first in the city since 2017, when a gunman opened fire during his set at the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival. The country star telling the audience, which included first responders and concert attendees from the shooting, "We got a lot of people in the crowd who are family to us." Before playing his track, "When She Says Baby," Aldean added, "Last time we were starting this song here, we got a little interrupted, so let's finish it." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A new Miss Universe reign underway.
We have a new Miss Universe.
The new Miss Universe is South Africa.
That announcement, courtesy of the Miss Universe organization. South Africa's Zozibini Tunzi was crowned last night at the Tyler Perry Studios in Atlanta. The two runners-up were Miss Mexico and Miss Puerto Rico. More than 90 women competed for the title. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
We will get to the Miss Universe pageant for some more humorous moments a little later.
Yes,
in
good,
the blur.
Good.
Yeah, so stay for that. A Hollywood star calls out an historical error in a film.
Actor and pilot John Travolta says Leonardo DiCaprio's character took the wrong plane home in Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. In a scene of the flick set in the summer of 1969, DiCaprio, who plays actor Rick Dalton, is traveling back from Italy on a 747. During a Q&A with The Wrap, Travolta says the 747 had its test flight in February 1969, but went into service in January of 1970, explaining they are 9 months off. He adds he would have been on a Boeing 707. The flick, more historical fiction, Travolta admits the only reason he spotted the error is because he is a self-proclaimed aviation nerd. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Rolling Stone pursues art. Huey Lewis is back.
I'm Tanya J. Powers. Rolling Stones member Ronnie Wood isn't just an esteemed guitarist. He's also a producer, songwriter, and critically acclaimed artist. He's unveiled a new pop-up exhibition of that art in London that will include unseen new works, and he'll even do a live painting appearance. The Doors have announced a new concept documentary to honor the legacy of late keyboardist Ray Manzarek. It's called The Doors, Break On Through, a celebration of Ray Manzarek, and will premiere in theaters around the world. It's one night only, February 12th, which would have been his birthday. Manzarek died of cancer in 2013. And there's new music from Huey Lewis in the news. It's called While We're Young, from the upcoming album titled Weather, which is due out on Valentine's Day. The album was mostly recorded before Lewis was diagnosed with Meniere's disease, which has cost him much of his hearing. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Let's take a look at the most popular figures and tweets of the year.
President Trump, the most tweeted about politician of 2019, followed by former President Obama. Twitter revealing the top trends of the year, New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and White House hopefuls Senator Bernie Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden making the top 10. Despite backlash over the final season, HBO's Game of Thrones, the most popular show on the site.
Whatever it takes.
Marvel's Avengers Endgame, the most tweeted about film. Tom Holland, the most popular actor, and K-pop group BTS, the most tweeted about musician. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Two movies, both came out on this very same day, 20 years ago on this day in Wichita movie theaters. Very different movies. One of them was The Green Mile, celebrating its 20th anniversary today. Based on a Stephen King novel.
Right.
Tom Hanks is a death row corrections officer during the Depression. The late Michael Clark Duncan, who got an Oscar nomination. We got David Morse, Bonnie Hunt, James Cromwell,
Michael Jeter,
Graham Greene, Sam Rockwell, yeah. Harry Dean Stanton, Gary Sinise, Patricia Clarkson. Good cast. And got nominated for 4 Oscars, did not win any. Got nominated for Best Picture, lost to American Beauty. They made it for $60 million. It grossed nearly $300 million.
Wow.
Big moneymaker.
And Tom Hanks probably had a percentage on the bottom end of that. Probably into that.
The Green Mile, celebrating its 20th anniversary.
And
another movie also came out that very same day. Deuce Bigalow, Male Gigolo. Co-written by Rob Schneider, as a hapless fish tank cleaner who goes into business as a male prostitute, trying to earn enough money to repair damage he caused while house-sitting. Listen to this. The budget for this was $92 million. It cost them $32 million more to make Deuce Bigalow, Male Gigolo, than it took them to make The Green Mile. And Deuce Bigalow, I got that wrong.
Okay.
It was a $17 million budget. It grossed $92 million.
It made tons of money as well.
They did make it on a budget. Anyway. Two movies celebrating their 20th anniversary today. Little difference.
It's an interesting...
Different taste for different folks.
It's a silly idea. It makes me kind of laugh or chuckle. They just didn't have the comedic talent to carry it on.
Yeah, it just didn't.
I don't think the guy's
all
funny.
Right.
Okay.
Let's hit some of the funny from last night. Check out The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC.
Some 2020 news. I saw that a lot of the candidates are selling holiday merchandise. It's very nice. For $50, you can get a Joe Biden holiday sweater. And for $100, Pete Buttigieg will come over and be your own little elf in the show.
Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC.
Remember how a few years ago Steve Harvey announced the wrong winner of Miss Universe? Well, the sequel to that is here.
All the contestants competed in a national costume contest. Here's a look at the winner, Philippines. This is it right here. I thought I had on something fly, but girl, you just woo. Cake and oranges and potato chips. This is a lot. Yes.
It's not Philippines. It's Malaysia.
Okay, well, let me explain something to you. I just read that in the teleprompter. Y'all gonna quit doing this to me. I can read. It said now. They trying to fix it now. See, this is what they did to me back in 2015. Played me short like that. This is Malaysia. I really love this national costume of Malaysia.
Well, seems pretty clear to me that someone at the Miss Universe pageant is trying to destroy Steve Harvey.
Yeah, they are.
Pretty much.
Poor Steve.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Check in. Late Night with Seth Meyers, NBC.
A team of 3 men announced last week they have a cross-country speed record driving from Manhattan to Los Angeles in 28 hours. How did you get from New York to L.A. that fast, said Spirit Airlines.
Last night, Alicia Keys was a guest host on The Late Late Show with James Corden on CBS.
It's such a dream to be here. I'm so blessed to be a best-selling author with a new book coming out next year called More Myself. I've hosted the Grammys, and I'm about to host it again. And I'm a girl from Hell's Kitchen who has sold over 65 million records worldwide. So basically, I've just been working my way up to hosting a show that airs at 12:37 a.m.
Enough about me. Let's talk about me.
Let's check Lights Out with David Spade on Comedy Central.
According to a survey, people spend more money on their pets than they do on their grandparents at Christmas. To be fair, my cat didn't vote against desegregating schools.
And Conan O'Brien on TBS.
Due to a doping scandal, Russia is banned from the 2020 Olympics and the 2022 World Cup. Yeah. Yeah, Russia replied, no problem. At least we can still participate in America's 2020 presidential election.
And
my grandkids have about five dogs. I'll guarantee you they're going to get something better than me.
Well, yeah. Heck yes. Hey, entertainment news in the blur brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. Hey, they do professional major appliance repairs on most makes and models. So if you've got an appliance that is in trouble, you better call Terry and make an appointment. 409-1525. The great folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
A penalty for Spirit Aerosystems. That's coming up. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, on the way with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.